White House Press Sec, the president was serious about Redskins' name change. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2025. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt told the press that President Trump is serious about his hope to see the Washington Commanders and Cleveland Guardians dump their woke name changes and for them to go back to their proud Native American traditions. A reporter asked Leavitt if Trump was serious about the teams reverting to their previous names and also if he was serious about blocking the new stadium deal for the Washington Commanders if they didn't revert to their original name. "The president was serious," Leavitt unequivocally responded. "And it's part of the art of the deal, part of his negotiating skills. As you know, sports is one of his many passions, and he wants to see that name changed." Wow. President Donald Trump is 100% serious about blocking a Washington Commanders stadium deal if they don't change their name back to the Redskins. The president was serious. Sports is one of his many passions. He likes to see results on behalf of the American people. pic.twitter.com/77phc. Dov Kleiman, at NFL underscore Dov Kleiman, July 22, 2025. Leavitt went on to point out that Trump is a non-traditional president who often discusses topics that other presidents typically avoid getting involved in. "I think you've seen the president gets involved in a lot of things that most presidents have not," Leavitt told the press. "He's a non-traditional president. He likes to see results on behalf of the American people, and if you actually pull this issue with sports fans across the country, and even in this city, people actually do support the president's position on this and the name change." Last weekend, Trump posted a message to his Truth Social account calling for the Cleveland Guardians and the Washington Commanders to dump their new woke names and go back to being the Indians and the Redskins, respectively. "The Washington whatevers should immediately change their name back to the Washington Redskins football team," he wrote. "There is a big clamoring for this. Likewise, the Cleveland Indians, one of the six original baseball teams, with a storied past. Our great Indian people, in massive numbers, want this to happen. Their heritage and prestige is systematically being taken away from them. Times are different now than they were 3 or 4 years ago. We are a country of passion and common sense. Owners, get it done," he said. His comments reignited the approbation against the two teams for changing their names and dumping their many decades of using Native American names and imagery as they bow to woke, left-wing pressure. However, he also posted another message in which he warned that if the Commanders refused to change their name back to the Redskins, he could intervene to hold up the team's stadium deal, which they are trying to get approved in the Washington, D.C. area. "My statement on the Washington Redskins has totally blown up, but only in a very positive way," Trump wrote on Truth Social. "I may put a restriction on them that if they don't change the name back to the original Washington Redskins and get rid of the ridiculous moniker, Washington Commanders, I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. The team would be much more valuable, and the deal would be more exciting for everyone. Cleveland should do the same with the Cleveland Indians." The owner of the Cleveland baseball team, Matt Dolan, who is very political, has lost 3 elections in a row because of that ridiculous name change. What he doesn't understand is that if he changed the name back to the Cleveland Indians, he might actually win an election. "Indians are being treated very unfairly. Make Indians great again, MIGA." Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.